Glory to God forever and ever. Amen. Jesus is alive. The only true God offers His glory to every person on the earth. He offers Himself to every person on the earth. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we're eternally grateful for everything that You've done for us. Jesus, thank You for coming to the earth and dying for us. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge You are God and we welcome You here. The chief end of man is to know God. The final result of knowing Him is what man was born to do, is fellowship with Him. This is what Jesus spoke about when He talked about the treasure buried in a field. Also, when He, in Revelation 3:20, He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus is knocking on the door of every person's heart. And He said, "He who opens the door, I will come into him and sup, dine with him, and he with me." So we have to, you know, read between the lines, so to speak. Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. So that's the door of a person's innermost being. We are like a house, right? Jesus talked about building your house on the rock. He also gave other metaphors for what our life is like. But house is definitely one of them. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. When we find Him, we go from just being a house to being a temple of the glorious Holy Spirit, God Almighty. Amen. And he is God. Amen. He's the Holy Spirit's the great revealer of Jesus Christ. And Jesus, He glorifies Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, He will glorify me. Isn't that just so wonderful? God Almighty offers Himself to every person. His glory, His majesty, the glory of the Lord is the Lord. And so this series, I want to continue it. It's called The Glory of the Lord. And the next series might be Fellowshipping with the Lord. I want to proclaim this subject, just continue to, because there's so much, you know, it is frustrating that we all as humans, as believers, we completely miss it. But when we find Him, the glorious Lord Jesus Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we find everything. We find what humans were born to do. Nothing else. This is what humans were born to do. Amen. This is, and contained within Him and knowing Him is He's an eternal revelation. Yesterday's message was about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That's one of the glorious things He gives. But we really should just start with Him as the Lord Himself. And so when someone is in Him, because He's everywhere on the earth, okay, it's so important to understand our spirit person is now alive and we're in Him just automatically. When somebody is in Him, it's a celebration. It's a celebration. There's a general perception that it's not a celebration, right? That we have to just deny ourselves of the good things, and that we have to be, you know, very, very hard on ourselves and be, you know, all of these negative, these are really negative things. They're really deceptions because it's a celebration. God created everything that's good. And when someone is in him, he wants them to have these things. But let's remember, this is a deep truth from the Bible, from the New Testament, from the Gospels. The have-nots on the earth are generally the ones who receive and accept the gospel and who generally make it to heaven. The have-nots. The poor, the suffering, the weak, those who have nothing, those who are not respected, the lowly, God has chosen those things. The simple, the naive, the people who are just, God has chosen those things. And the haves on the earth, tragically, generally don't receive the gospel. And we see that even in our daily life. It's just so true. But I don't want to dwell on that, but it's important to understand that, because sometimes we look at, you know, we see all these various things that distract us and deceive us, really. Okay? How does that deceive us? Well, we see Reinhard Bonnke talked about how a young man told him and said, your gospel seems to be for weak people. Okay? That's what people see. They see, and so we should never look to man, because why? I mean, first, man completely misses it. We've all fallen short. Never look to man. We are to look to Jesus Christ. Amen. But when we look at man, we see believers and Christians, again, they're the have-nots. And so we think, oh, you know, we're deceived by that. You know, we should never look at man. Also, dead religion. That's one of the big deceptions. People perceive that this walk with Jesus Christ, knowing him, is a boring, dead religious experience. And that is rampant in my nation, in the U.S. And then also, here's another deception, okay? It's not cool and macho, especially for a man, to be a Christian and to be on fire. That's just not. And that's another deception. There's so many. You understand? I mean, there's so many. Even some of the translations of the Bible, we see, I've said this before, but this is also relevant. You know, Jesus in a famous passage says, if anyone comes after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So on the surface, that looks like, okay, if anyone comes after me, we have to deny ourselves of all these wonderful things. And we have to take up our cross. That means we have to die. We have to fast and beat ourselves up and all this. No! The better translation, the proper translation of that is, if anyone comes after me, let him forget himself. Jesus calls us to die. And when we lose our old nature, we find the glory, the Spirit of God, the glorious Jesus Christ, the most wonderful, glorious, beautiful being in the universe, God Almighty, who created the whole universe, created mankind, and created everything that's good, and gives every good and perfect gift to every person, including unbelievers and to believers. That's our great God. He's a God of celebration. It's a celebration. I'm going to continue to proclaim that. Maybe that'll be another series that we'll do. The celebration. Celebrate Jesus Christ. So those who know him can celebrate and will celebrate for eternity, whoever makes it to heaven. But those who are on the other side, it's serious. Anyone who chooses self instead of God will spend eternity in the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And right there, almost every unbeliever will present, they will adamantly object because of the existence of hell. I mean, again, even Reinhard Bonnke, in one of his messages, he talked about how he said people cross-question God and they fire all these questions at him. Foolish. So foolish. the glory of the Lord is available. He's the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so Jesus Christ is literally, you might say the Holy Spirit is the great revealer of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the revealer of the Father. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the exact representation of God's nature, the brightness of His glory. And Jesus is an eternal revelation, just like the Father is an eternal revelation. And Jesus said some amazing, He said that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. So we move into this glorious revelation of Jesus and how He becomes our all in all. What a glorious gospel. That's an example of the celebration. I mean, the fact that Jesus is so wonderful and giving, you know, like that list of qualities that and things that Jesus does. You know, Jesus loves, Jesus saves, Jesus heals, Jesus redeems, delivers, gives. He's always giving. He forgives. He forgets our past. He gives us a new, gives us eternal life. He teaches. You ever want to go to the greatest school, learn from the greatest one, just go right to Jesus. You know, you don't have to go anywhere. Some people go to India to seek out like a guru. What Jesus is available all the time to every person. And His glory is available. Isn't that sad that the deception, even we as believers are deceived. And we think, oh, I've got to do this. It's just, I've got to study the Bible, and I've got to fast for 40 days to meet God, and I've got to give up everything. Jesus said, well, let me finish this series of Jesus teaches, He leads, He's the good shepherd, He speaks, He hears, He sets free. He knocks on the door of every person's heart. He intercedes and prays. And He's doing exactly what the Father, I mean, it's a mystery, but He's the exact representation of God's nature. Everything He's doing, it's unbelievable. Everything that Jesus does is exactly what the Father, you know, you know, Jesus said, I do just what I've seen my Father do. I say the words my Father taught me. Well, that's a mystery we can't put into words. Another deception to put in that list of things I was saying earlier. Jesus' famous saying, Jesus said, in the same way, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. So we think, oh, okay, I've got to deny myself. I've got to give up everything I have. Well, we give up our life and the things we have, which have no value, that are meaningless. In fact, our life without Him is a seed that will live alone and will never bear fruit and will end up in hell. So we give up something that has no value. We get God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. We get the most wonderful, priceless person. And we get the glory, the potential on the earth of the glory of the Lord. Okay? And here's another reason we should never look to man. A tiny, tiny percentage of people get into the third and the fourth phases of knowing God. That's the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the anointing. Tiny percentage. And so people miss out on the glory of the Lord on the earth if they are only in the first or the second phase. But in heaven, everyone will be in God's glory forever. Everyone in heaven will be fellowship with God and with the only true God forever. I mean, it's just so wonderful to think. So recommended reading Revelation, the last two chapters, where it describes, you know, the new heaven and the new earth. Just we cannot put it into words. Just like the Holy Spirit, we cannot put Him, Jesus, into human words. He's the glory of the Lord. Like, everything in heaven is made from His glory, and it's so beautiful and that's the Holy Spirit who has recreated our spirit person. And our spirit person now is on an eternal journey. Eternal, that's an important word. Never, ever is there any boredom when we know Jesus Christ. Never, ever is there any... you know, we go from glory to glory in this, and there's so much more. There's so much. I mean, and we become living epistles. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we can now store up treasures in heaven, do things that remain and last forever, do works that will last forever. And these things, oh, glory to God. And remember, we should never look to human beings ever. I mean, we should just... Jesus even said, when you go, I send you out. He said, don't greet anyone on the way. Don't look to the left or to the right. Don't greet anyone. Just go do what I tell you to do. Because if you greet people, you'll get distracted. And that's how it is today. People are distracting us all the time. People are, you know, 70% of the people that we like, that we encounter likely, are not even saved. Oh, and they're doing great, right? I mean, they're just doing great. They're healthy and happy and have all their material things that they need. And they're young and beautiful, or whatever age they are. And they're just happy and everything's fine. And they'll make fun of Christianity. They will persecute some. You know, they'll discount Christianity. Even Christians do that. Okay? They downplay it. They discount the gospel and those who proclaim it. They make fun of them. They may not do it verbally, but they're like, oh, that's for weak people. That's for naive people. That's the way it is. In fact, Jesus said, if they hate you, know that they hated me before they hated you. He used the word hate 3 times in one verse. That's more than just making fun. And we're not even to look at them. Just don't even look at them. Just go do what God tells you to do. Just don't greet them. When they make fun of you, say, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness. It's only Jesus' righteousness, not ours. How sad this is. But I'm giving this as an for our expectations to realize, like I said, 70% of people not saved could care less about it and will make fun of those who are. 70%. In some nations, it's like 90, 95% or more. Then among Christians, 80 to 90% are in the born-again phase. They may not persecute and make fun, but they're going to discount. They have no interest in Christianity. They say some of the same things. That's for weak, naive people. That's not for me. I'm going to do... So now we're down to 2% of people on the earth even get Spirit-filled. 2%. That's a stat. I appreciate you listening. I know that I'm kind of expressing a lot, but we just should remember there's going to be resistance and all of these negative things. And because people are like that, people are going to hurt you. They're going to take advantage of you. They're going to, including Christians. In fact, Christians may be more likely to do that because they are sinners and they're fallen like we all are. So, you know, doesn't matter. Just do what God tells you to do. Continue to, you can store up treasures in heaven. Doesn't matter what they're doing, but you can intercede for nations. You can be a part of what God is doing. It's incredible. The sky is the limit for what. So right now, Lord, I believe with those listening who have come to the end of this message, I believe with them for them to move into the next phase, whatever phase they're in, of knowing you, to move into that next phase, to go deeper with you, to get a fresh revelation of you, Jesus, and a fresh anointing to go do the works that you have for them to do. I believe with them. If they believe with me, that's two people believing. You said if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them. And I believe for me too, to move into what you want me to do. But mainly for them, I believe with that person listening, wherever they are, we don't have to know each other's names. My name is Jim, but there's no distance in the realm of the Spirit, and there's unlimited power, really, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through Jesus, the only true God, the God of the universe, who give us a revelation of your glory, Lord. We want to know your glory. We want to walk in it and experience it and live in you and have you live in us every day and be a part of revival. So we pray also, Lord, continue to send out laborers into the harvest around the world. In all over the world. I'm in the U.S. Continue to send out revival here and laborers into the harvest. And in the Middle East. So two ministries, one for Israel and Jews for Jesus in Israel. Anoint those ministries, Lord. So to win the lost. Amen. Amen. And we believe all this in the mighty, glorious, and powerful name of Jesus. Amen.